When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Third hour, Clay and Buck gets going right now. Appreciate you being with us. Also remind you, because we were taking so many calls and emails last hour, become a Clay and Buck VIP. You can email us there, the bat signal, if you will, of our special email box for VIPs, and send it to us anytime. And then also, Clay, you can describe the majestic gear that I'm currently...
Buck is now standing so you cannot hear him. Crockett Coffee gear for our VIPs. We're going to have Crockett Coffee. A lot of you want gear as well, because I will say the design of the logo, which you and I and your brother Mason and others spent a lot of time working on, is pretty fantastic. It's Davy Crockett surfing on an alligator or crocodile, which is obviously a hyperbolic rendition of he used to fight with bears and all these other different things, and we wanted an updated, cool thing. And a lot of people are asking for gear. So there will be gear up at CrockettCoffee.com. I am presently drinking Crockett Coffee, as I do every single day. Buck is now wearing the gear. I also want to give a shout-out here, too. CrockettCoffee.com. I'm in a polo today, and one of our writers at Outkick, Joe Kinsey, has started the Thursday night mowing club for all the guys out there as it gets to be spring and summer who are going to be cutting their grass, their lawn. They have a group that they hang out with. It's really very well designed that he's done. And I asked Buck a question. Have you ever sat on a lawnmower in your life? As a growing up in New York City, and now where you live in Miami, I don't think you've ever lived in a house that had a lawn. Is that accurate? Have you ever been in a residence that had actual grass that you controlled?
No. I mean, my grandparents lived in upstate New York. Well, what New Yorkers call upstate New York, or New York City people, which is like, you know,
an hour and a half outside of the city.
Exactly. It's not really like Greg was, I think, in Watertown. That's upstate New York. That's way up there. It's practically Canada, eh? I've never, cause Clay, if you have a lawn and you live in New York City, or in Manhattan, and you have a lawn that you have to mow that's your own, you're probably like a Vanderbilt or something. Like that's very, nobody has lawns they're mowing.
And
in Manhattan.
I bet the Vanderbilts are not mowing their own lawns.
That's a good point. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be rare that you would own a personal lawnmower and live in New York City. I was wondering if you'd ever, done it. I think my dad, one of his favorite things to do was cut the grass. I mean, I'm not even kidding, but he liked to pick up sticks and cut the grass. He would cut the grass on our house all the time when I was a kid.
What's your preferred chore? We've never gotten into this before, but you've been a married guy for a long time. What are your go-to chores so that you're helping out so that Laura, you know, doesn't have to leave?
My wife would say that I do nothing. So that would be, if she's listening right now, full disclosure, her answer would be, I do nothing. I take the garbage out, which I do. And that is because I don't think there's a woman alive, no matter how much they believe in equality, that ever wants to take the garbage out. I would say that's maybe because, in general, I bet your wife Carrie can smell infinitely better than you can.
Like, I'm the taster and smeller of all foodstuffs to make sure it's. I didn't realize when I signed up for this whole marriage thing that part of my job was anytime we find something deep in the refrigerator, it's my job to sniff it. And if my sense of smell is not convincing enough to her, I may have to taste it to tell her whether it has gone bad.
Oh, that's, I just throw it away if you have to question it. That's why you have a dog. I would say in general, I think women have much better senses of smell. And so they would rather, that's one of the things they run from. I don't even know. I don't have any great skill. Like my grandfather and Laura's dad are both phenomenal at fixing things, like, you know, around the house. My dad can't fix anything.
I can't even pretend. My father-in-law is like MacGyver, so Carrie's dad can build
a
house.
That's like
he's one of those people.
Yes.
Like can build a house, like an actual house that he can build. So we just wait. We make a little list of things, and when he comes and visits, like every few months, I'm
does
like,
does it make you feel a little bit less of a man that your father-in-law has to come fix things at the house?
I wish I could say yes, but I just like drinking a lemonade, sitting on the couch while things get fixed properly.
My father-in-law can fix a lot of things too. In general, we pay to have everything fixed. I would probably say that Laura, my wife, as you know, is 5'2". And for women who are not tall, I'm 6 foot. They think that you can reach anything, right? If you're 5'2 and your husband or your boyfriend
comparatively
is like
speaking, we can. By the way, our wives are basically, I think Carrie's 5'3". Our wives are basically the same size.
I can reach up and change light bulbs in locations that she cannot. So I would probably say that is my, contribution to the functioning of the Travis household would be that I'm able to do that. But in general, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of worthless for anything around the house. I'm not particularly.
Well, you do the trash though. I'm also the trash man, and that gives me an opportunity whenever possible to wax philosophical about what a waste of time recycling is, which I love to do. So,
You by the way have gotten me in trouble because I'm now more likely to rebel against recycling, and Laura will lecture me. Put that in the recycling, not the trash.
Did you also get this, that you remember your wife and not just a few million of our closest friends are listening? Because you get Carrie just reminded me, no, she's 5'3.5". So I need to check myself before I wreck myself on that one.
Yes,
so,
yes. I often get texts from my wife during the show to let me know that that I am not being 100% honest,
It may be sexist, but guys are in charge of the trash. We all know it. Okay,
yeah.
So with that... I'm trying to find a way to do a smooth transition here. Morgan Wallen.
Who you did it. Let's be honest. I don't know if Allie can pull when this discussion happened. Morgan Wallen has sold out the Tennessee Titans stadium on 3 straight days in next month. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, like 75, 80,000. This is like Taylor Swift level fandom. So he is now I would say, of country music, he's probably the number one draw in all of country music right now.
I wish right now, for once, that I was still living in the center of Manhattan, because I would walk around Manhattan and do a man on the street just to prove to you. I mean, 8 out of 10 Manhattanites have no idea who Morgan Wallen is. I'm just telling you. No idea. 8 out of 10.
I think that's wrong. I think even for people who are not country music fans.
No way. Team, back me up on this one. We might have to send producer Greg to do a little special, man on the street. You know, how many people know who more people know now. We can agree on that. Because he's getting a lot of headlines. What happened? Well, Morgan, Mr. Wallen. And I was listening to his music this morning, and I will say.
It's pretty good.
Now I start to question my impartiality in all this. So I'm like, before I was like, how dare this savage fellow throw these things off the rooftop? But it landed 3 feet from a cop. That's a very bad.
Dangerous.
Like,
yes.
Very dangerous. Very bad move. But bad to have it land near anybody, but, cops don't take kindly to large, heavy objects almost crushing and possibly, you know, killing them. So understandably so. So here's what happened. We've kind of given this bit of it away. And I'm trying to just put aside the fact that his, His music is quite good. It is, actually. I listened to it this morning. I was surprised. And, he has been arrested. He launched a chair. There's video of this. Not very clear video, but have you seen the video?
Yeah, on TMZ had it up. I saw this.
Oh, yeah. Launched a chair from the sixth floor of a rooftop bar in Nashville because his ex-fiance announced she had eloped. Now he's facing felony charges.
Oh, wait, so they know the motivation of why he did this now?
Yes, that's the update.
Oh, I didn't know that there were details on this. So this is like him being angry in theoretically.
Yes, he's angry because his ex-fiance was eloping. So in a moment of rage, this is the reporting, Mr. Wallen threw this off of Chiefs. You must know Chiefs on Broadway in Nashville.
It just opened. This is Eric Church's new bar. So it's Eric Church's. I owned a bar, part of a bar that Garth Brooks has bought. So if you've ever come down Broadway, I took you to the rooftop. You ever been to the rooftop of this bar? Let me just say this as a prelim. I get nervous leaning over the edge of a bar, because there's lots of beer bottles and there's so many people walking directly underneath. I always worry that I'm going to get hit by a beer bottle. Some of these places, higher stories, they're not allowed to have, they go plastic because they're so concerned about things getting dropped off and hitting someone on the street below. I worry about this all the time.
I'm an advocate of, even in the home, we use plastic drinking cups for, reusable plastic drinking cups for everything now. Had too many times where I drop, I'll even do it for wine. I don't care. People are like, oh, your plastic cup for your wine. I don't care. I don't need some wine glass shattering because someone drops it when they're over for drink. It happens all the time.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
I agree with that safety provision. What I want to know, though, is this story is getting a lot of attention because this fellow, Mr. Morgan Wallen, has a lot of, not in New York City, but a lot of other places has followers. And is it going to be worse for him or better for him that he is a celebrity in terms of the wheels of justice on this one? Is it a... You know what I'm saying? Is he going to get the benefit of the doubt or the doubt of the benefit because of his fame? Because you really can't do this. Like, this is you can't throw chairs off of rooftops when there are people below and almost kill someone. Like, there have to be consequences.
Yeah, I think there should be consequences. I actually, now that you're giving me the details on this, I actually think this could help his career. And you're going to tell me that I'm crazy for this.
No, you might be right. I mean, no, for rappers, I mean, for a while, getting shot was considered career enhancing if they lived, so.
That's right. But I mean, the standard of a country music crooner who is obviously fond, look, the expectation, he's been arrested on Broadway before. Morgan Wallen is not opposed to alcohol. Let's just put it that way. What did he do last time? I think it was, it's a good question. Staff, look it up. I mean, it was like 5 years ago he got arrested. I think it was for like getting in a shoving match with a bartender or something. What was it, Allie?
Kid Rock's. He was at Kid Rock's bar.
Yeah, at Kid Rock's bar. He got into, an altercation. So I think usually this is my big theory on celebrity. You only get hurt as a celebrity when you get in trouble for things that people are surprised you would get in trouble for. Like if Morgan Wallen got arrested for, gay sex, I think it would be like, ooh, that's not going to help his album sales, right? Because it's like, oh, all these women love him. Like, being lovelorn and drunk and throwing something off the roof of a Broadway bar actually fits his brand. You're like, yeah, I could totally see Morgan Wallen getting drunk. I'll give you an example, Buck. Charles Barkley got arrested for a DUI in Scottsdale, Arizona. Do you know the story? I think I've told it on the air
before. No.
Okay. He got pulled over driving drunk. In the police report, they asked him, why are you driving drunk? He said because he was on the way to the woman who gave the best, and I'm cleaning it up, sexual favors in all of Arizona. Everybody read that, and they were like, yeah, I can totally see Charles Barkley driving drunk to go hook up with a woman who's great at sex. He missed one day of work. Hillary Clinton lies about being under fire in Iraq. Everybody's like, yeah, I totally expect that she would lie. Brian Williams gets caught lying. His career's over. What about Today Show? Billy Bush can't even work on the Today Show anymore because he stood next to Trump when Trump said, grab her by the pussy willow. Trump gets elected president. Billy Bush gets fired and his career's basically over. This is, I think,
what people would expect. Morgan Wallen, his ex is getting eloping. He's upset. He throws something off the roof. I think it actually helps his career.
This is a reminder. It's like it's an important clarification or whatever. People are always like, well, there's no such thing as bad press. No, there absolutely is. That's one of the dumbest. Who's responsible for that phrase? There's no such thing as bad press. There absolutely is such a thing as bad press.
As
it depends
on
the press.
As long as you don't face jail time, you can use it. Now, he's facing jail time. I mean, the crazy thing is here, Buck, this is insanely
like,
dumb.
Prison, real prison time for this. This is not being taken lightly.
If he hits somebody on the street with this chair,
he could have killed somebody.
He could be in jail for the next 40 years.
It's actually not all that different from like firing off a handgun in the air and the round lands somewhere and it missed somebody by a few feet. Like, it's not that different. Like, a chair off the sixth story would have, it hit someone in the head. That's it. That's over. I mean, that person's going to, very likely be killed by that. So you can't do that. You know, this is the thing. You can't do it. And so I wonder what ends up happening here. I don't know if we have anyone who has strong feelings on this, whether you're a Morgan Wallen fan or not, but let us know. 800-282-2882. Cause this one is, I don't think this is going away anytime soon. You know, if you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, you got to learn the name Bear Creek Arsenal. For many, they're the firearm industry's best kept secret. But we're changing that here because I want all of you to know about Bear Creek Arsenal and the amazing craftsmanship with which they produce firearms. Bear Creek Arsenal manufactures in North Carolina. And, you know, I've been training and handling guns for decades now. And when they showed me the quality of the firearms, I mean, I've got a Bear Creek AR and about to pick up a Bear Creek pistol for myself. But when you try the quality of these firearms for yourself and see the price point at which they are offered, you're going to just say to yourself, I've got to get one of these. They're phenomenal. Bear Creek Arsenal offers a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of the price of the competition. I also have some of the really expensive stuff. I have one of the most expensive handguns you can get that's mass produced, one of the most expensive ARs out there. And yeah, they're really nice. I'm not going to say they're not like well-made firearms, but when you think about the cost versus what you can get a top-of-line Bear Creek Arsenal rifle or pistol for, it's just such a better value proposition. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal for yourself. Go online to BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. You're not going to believe the quality, the array, the variations that they have of these different firearms. And like I said, the price you can get them for. You got to see it for yourself. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code buck for 10% off your first order.
Speaking truth and having fun. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Sat down
on a bar stool like a... Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, Morgan Wallen bringing us back. Producer Allie, do you agree with me that as a lovelorn country crooner, if the story is his ex got married and he threw a chair off the bar rooftop because he was drunk and upset about it, that it actually just plays even more into his popularity?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. It's pretty on brand for a rocker.
Because nobody was actually injured, people will be, which is a very important distinction.
Yes.
People will be able to forget about this entire, he spends a day in, prison for this, but I think that he gets a pretty heavy probation and is told, you know, if you ever, which is fair, if you ever do anything like this again, you're going to serve some real time. It's interesting. We had a caller who, a drive-by caller real quick, Clay, who said, Buck is wrong about Morgan Wallen in NYC because he sold out a show at Madison Square Garden recently. I said 8 out of 10 New Yorkers would not. There are 8.5 million people in New York City. So filling a 15,000 person arena is not hard in New York City. I should say it's not hard. I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean that everybody knows who you are. A lot of people can fill a 15,000 seat arena and like I've never heard of them before.
Morgan Wallen's been in the news a lot. I think I'm correct, Allie. It could be another country music star because that would also be on brand. I think he got kicked off of guest hosting Saturday Night Live during COVID because they caught him making out with a random girl at an Alabama, University of Alabama bar, like on video.
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Oh, yeah. So you would like him because he was like, screw COVID. And like, he was just a single guy. He was just making out with some random girl at an Alabama bar. And then they found out about it and they were like, you can't come here. You violated COVID protocols.
All right,
which
friends.
Is perfect.
Yeah. Crime rates are up again this year. So if you got valuables in your home, how are you securing them? You need a safe. It's that simple. More than 2 million Americans have chosen Liberty Safe for this once in a lifetime purchase. An American made Liberty Safe fits anywhere with more than 30 models, 24 colors, and thousands of custom options to help create the safe of your dreams. I have one in my home and appreciate the protection it provides. Liberty Safes are guaranteed for life, can be delivered and installed in your home by a national network of expert dealers. And your privacy is built right into every Liberty Safe with industry-leading privacy protections. I've got one at home. You're going to love yours. Get it today. Check out all the models and all the variations. LibertySafe.com/radio. LibertySafe.com/radio and use coupon code radio for a 10% discount. That's LibertySafe.com/radio. Welcome back into Clay and Buck. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee joins us now. Senator, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for making the time.
It's always good to be with you. Thanks so much.
So tell us, if you would, Senator, what should we expect from this impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary? What is going to happen? It's going to the Senate. What's the point? What do you want to occur here?
We should be continuing with an impeachment trial, and he should be removed from office. when you look at the number of Americans that have lost their lives to fentanyl poisoning, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the gangs, the crime in our communities, people that have never had gangs are having gangs. And he should be impeached because his job is to secure the homeland. And we have a Secretary of Homeland Security that does not believe in securing the homeland. And Wednesday afternoon at 5 is when we anticipate the articles will come over. We will each be sworn in as a court of impeachment. And that is all constitutionally mandated. And it's also mandated that we have a trial. Now, Chuck Schumer is trying to be what I think is too cute by half. And he wants to table the articles of impeachment and not have a trial. And that has never been done ever in our nation's history. And Chuck Schumer does not want the American people to know the truth about what is happening at that border. They do not want people to know that Mayorkas has been implementing Joe Biden's policy, which is an open border. So we'll see what ends up happening with this.
Marsha Blackburn with us now, Senator from my home state of Tennessee. You're doing a fantastic job. I've already said I'm voting for you. You're up for re-election. You probably won't say it yet. You're going to win by more than 20 points. It's not going to be close. I'm excited to live here. But you've been in the Senate for a while. There are a lot of big-time toss-up states, foremost among them certainly Ohio, Montana, but you can go Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona. There are so many different states out there where there are big Senate elections. Regardless of what happens in the presidential election, I know you're supporting Trump, as we are. How important is it for you and for Republicans to be in the majority in the Senate? How much difference would that make in your day-to-day life?
It makes a difference in what the agenda is. And Clay, if you look at this issue around the impeachment, could you imagine what people would have done if we had tabled articles of impeachment when it came over on President Trump? No, we did what we were supposed to do. We held the trial. He was not guilty. And so we then concluded it, took the vote, but we fulfill that duty. Now, if you look at the judiciary and the federal bench, Joe Biden is putting people on the federal bench who have never even been a judge, not a state judge, county judge, city judge, never judged the county fair. They've never had any judicial experience. The American people deserve better than that. They don't want activists who are going to try to legislate from the bench. When you look at the spending and how out of control federal spending is, two big pieces of legislation that Biden passed, $3 trillion in spending, and the fact that he has spent more than $9 trillion in the last 3 years. You look at that open border. The border is the number one issue in this election cycle because people see the devastation from the open border every single day in their communities. It has an impact on their lives. And I hear so much about these issues. I hear about the issues where it seems our enemies don't know they're our enemies. They don't fear us. Our friends don't know that they're our friends. And you look at all the unrest on the global stage and the fact that the axis of evil, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea are working overtime because Joe Biden is weak. He is feckless. They know that he is not going to come after them, so they feel like they have some running room.
Senator Marsha Blackburn with us. Senator, you were just at Eagle Pass. We're talking about the border a moment ago. What did you see with your own eyes that you wanted to share with this audience all across the country?
Yes, indeed. And Texas DPS and Brandon Judd from the Border Patrol invited me to come back down. I was down a year ago, and that's when Eagle Pass had people coming through every day by the thousands. And because they put buoys in the river and containers on the embankment, razor wire and fencing behind those containers, National Guard that is down there patrolling that border, they have been able to reduce their border crossings down to about 12 a day. And I have legislation, the Container Act, that gives the authority to local and state governments to protect their property and erect those temporary barriers. That's a good thing. It keeps individuals from coming onto U.S. soil, and we need to know who's coming into this country. The fact that 170 different countries had people that came to that border last year and illegally entered this country shows you that we need to really make certain that our border is secure. And Texas is spending billions of dollars to secure their border from one end of the state to the other. And we have about six states, National Guard troops. Tennessee's one of those states. They're down there at that border. And we know that with the billions Texas is spending, the counties in those border communities, they're spending millions, and ranchers and farmers down there are spending tens of thousands of dollars in order to secure their land, their crops, their cattle, and be able to continue to live in ranch and farm on the property that they own.
We're talking to Senator Marsha Blackburn of the great state of Tennessee, my home state. Senator, I'm sure you saw Dawn Staley at South Carolina came out over the weekend and said that men who identify as women should be able to play women's basketball, in her opinion, in the Southeastern Conference. University of Tennessee obviously is in the SEC. Can you believe that we've reached a place where women's coaches are advocating for men who identify as women to be able to compete in women's athletics?
I was shocked when I heard her say that. I was watching that interview, and I was really surprised when she said that. She should be championing the talented women who are on that national championship team. And they have dedicated themselves. They deserved to win. Now, if they had been playing UConn or Purdue, it could have been something completely different. And she probably would not have been quite as happy. So I think it's important that women compete against women, that they have the opportunity to show how talented that they are, to have those college scholarships, to play on those teams, to learn how to develop that ability to work together as a team. And I would not want to take that away from any of those women.
No doubt. Senator, keep up the good work.
And
campaign season is underway. I'll see you soon.
You got it. Take care.
That is Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, up for re-election in November, a little bit less than 7 months from today. I think she's going to win comfortably, as well she should. Let's go ahead and dive into this, Buck. She mentioned South Carolina's women won the title. They did last night. Congratulations to UConn fans, including producer Greg, who I should mention is out now for a second day in a row because he wanted to be able to experience the eclipse. I can't believe this is real. But you can get hooked up as we roll into NHL playoff season, as we roll into the NBA playoffs, and as we get ready for a Major League Baseball game every night. I don't know about your household, but in the Travis household, we got Major League Baseball on every night. The Mets playing against the Braves. My boys are big Braves fans. Watch last night. You can put your picks in with Prize Picks. You can get hooked up right now, $100. If you put in $100, you get back $100. You're competing against them. Pick your favorite players. I'll give you a pick. Unfortunately, we did not win last night on our 10X payout option. But I'm going to give you a Major League Baseball pick going into the weekend. Excited to do so. Fun to play if you like the NBA, if you like the NHL, if you like Major League Baseball. Heck, college baseball. How about the Masters is coming up this weekend. A lot of you out there, I bet, really excited. For many people, that's the start of spring. You can put picks in on the Masters as well. All you have to do, go to prizepicks.com/clay. You can play right now in California, in Texas, in Georgia, in Alabama. If you're feeling left out, go to prizepicks.com. Use my name, Clay. Get up to $100 just for signing up. That's prizepicks.com. My name, Clay, C-L-A-Y.
Learn, laugh, and join us on the weekend on our Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast. Find it on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Closing up shop here on Clay and Buck. Sorry, Clay, I think I just jumped the gun. But anyway, one of us will close up shop, and it's a great time. See, this is what happens. If you start to lose a little pep in your step, you start jumping in when it's Clay's turn, and the way to avoid this is with Crockett Coffee. Go to CrockettCoffee.com. It's absolutely delicious. Keeps you focused, keeps you fired up. Your love of freedom and America always on display with Crockett Coffee. And
did you
gear,
think we would do, by the way, over 100K? Like, basically, we're going to do 100K in the first, like, 7, 8 days, 9 days, whatever the math's going to end up being, of the coffee. Like, I knew people were going to buy it. I didn't think they were going to buy it on this level. It's really a testament to this audience. Like, you and I would talk about it. We'd be like, I think we're going to sell a lot of coffee. I didn't think we'd sell $100,000 in coffee in basically a week.
Well, one of my favorite things is all the emails we get from VIPs. We're like, Yeah, it's actually really good coffee. It's delicious. I'm like, of course it's really good. There's this little sense of doth thou think we wouldn't sell you the most delicious coffee we could possibly
find? We tried
find?
A bunch of different flavors. Yes, not that you and months. I are like taste geniuses when it comes to,
I'm pretty into coffee. I'm not going to say that I've been drinking coffee every day. I'm pretty sure I started in high school.
Oh, really? All the way back? Like, see, I just started year, in the last. Yeah. Few years because I love it now. This is one where I listen to my wife, listen to your wives out there. I drink a lot of soda. I love Mountain Dew. I still do. But I was like, I'm 45 now. I don't know that I gain a lot by drinking soda. And so this is way healthier. I drink black coffee, usually throw ice in it. You can watch me live drinking it throughout the course of this show. I kind of love it. I like going to coffee shops now. I feel like a little bit
You got to wear your indoor scarf when you go to the coffee shop. Very important.
Never going to go
scarf.
People
know you belong.
I have to have some measure of sanity. But I love it. I even get, this may be a downer, I even now will get espresso martinis. When I go into a bar sometimes.
The guy who loves espresso martinis and the British royal family is talking card points.
I understand if a lot of you can't trust me anymore. I like beer, obviously. But usually my standard liquor drink is an old fashioned. Big fan of old fashions, like Buffalo Trace and all of their lineage of whiskeys, bourbons, all that stuff. But I love a smoked old fashioned. Now I'm really kind of getting into the espresso martini. I don't know what percentage of men buy espresso martinis versus women. It's a good question.
It's not a lot.
You think so? Here's the deal. I've been noticing a lot more men drinking espresso martinis because of the coffee. You want a little bit of a liquor, but you want some caffeine and you don't want to go Red Bull, right? Red Bull vodka. Remember when Red Bull vodkas were popular? I don't know if anybody orders Red Bull vodka anymore, but it used to be the drink when you're like kind of need a little bit of a pick me up. The espresso martini, actual coffee in it. It's really good. Crockett Coffee. Yes.
CrockettCoffee.com is why you need that delicious, wonderful Crockett Coffee. I want. Do we have a few call? I've lost them. If we had them, I had them up a second ago.
No, I'm getting lit up already by the espresso martini. It would help if the glass was more masculine. I think the espresso martini would sell 10 times as much to men if they just put it in a whiskey glass as opposed to the martini glass. What's the point? You were talking earlier about the wine glass. What is the point? Someone tell me of a martini glass other than the way it looks.
Well, one thing is they can actually pour a lot less liquor into it. It looks like it holds more volume than it does because of the shape. It's a bit of an optical illusion. You have far less booze in a martini glass than you realize.
That probably is true. But I mean, is there a taste component that would make it not work in a whiskey glass?
No, definitely.
So maybe that's what I need to do. I need to order it in a whiskey glass as opposed to a martini glass.
Were you the one who was telling me that your wife hates when they do the $3 charge for ice at the bar, or was that somebody else telling me this? Or at a restaurant? Some places charge...
I didn't even know this occurred.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought it was you, but it must have been one of my Miami people. Have you guys ever heard of this? They will actually charge you extra if you get a drink on the rocks for the ice. I had never heard of this either, but I have asked around a little bit, and apparently this is a thing in some places. They charge you more for the ice.
That's indefensible. Just charge more for the drink.
That's how I always feel.
First of all, the ice has become fancier. I get it maybe a little bit. The block of ice is very cool. A lot of times now the ice will have a logo in it or whatever. I was saying earlier, the smoked old fashioned that they literally will light it. It feels like you're drinking basically a campfire, which believe it or not is pretty incredible. Like you're sitting around having s'mores around the campfire. I love the smoked old fashioned flavor and taste, but charging for ice is frankly beyond the pale.
Well, so they claim now that it's actually because if you get it on the rocks, there's additional booze. So that I think is a little bit more. Cause yeah, someone told me that they got upcharged for getting something on the rocks as an extra $3 charge, but I guess that's it because there's more liquor involved in it. I don't know. I don't drink very much, so I don't know these things. I do drink a lot of coffee, however. So that's the important thing. In case you're wondering, what do I drink? CrockettCoffee.com.
How many?
That is what I drink.
CrockettCoffee.com. How many places do you think analyzed Michigan school shooting, Morgan Wallen throwing a chair off the roof, talk to a sitting senator in the space of 3 hours? I think the range of this show has to exceed the range of almost any show in America on a day-to-day basis.
I think that's fair. I mean, we're utility players here. You know what I mean? You put us in any position, and we'll deliver for the coach and for the audience.
Do not throw chairs off the roofs of balconies.
Yeah,
but
bad.
If you do, make sure that it's over a love dispute if you're a country music singer. This has been Clay and Buck. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.